WHM. Hey, Bill, how you been?
Just been busy. Getting ready to take a little time off next week and go camping. It's time for my Georgia Bushcraft event.
Hey, can you send me some more information on that?
I'll shoot you something by email here or text here in a few minutes.
You're on the radio lately, so I figured you were busy.
I'm one of those where up early, gone, home late, go to bed kind of months.
I'm on here early all the time, right?
It's just I'm getting up so late. Well, I'm getting up early and running out the door and just not really having time for anything else. I got to get my priorities straightened out, but we're about to get caught up at work. It's rough, I'm here to tell you. Not having people to work is not a fun thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everybody is dealing with it right now, so I don't know what the answer is, but it is not what we're doing right now, that's for sure.
Just one of our dining commons is down about 50 people. They had two job fairs and they got 8 applicants out of 2 days, 2 different weekends. And it'll surprise me if 5 of them can pass the background checks to get hired. That's about the percentage. So about a third don't make it. So I don't know how they're going to deal with 5 people when they need 50.
Yeah, I don't know, but everywhere I go is looking for help. I got shops considering closing up because they can't find help. Some trying to hang on and hope for the best, but it's just not looking good.
And it's one of the cases where, like you said, what we're doing is not working, and it's going
trying to get people to understand that. They think, oh, it's just peaches and cream out here, and I don't know what kind of funny, loopy drugs they're taking, but I just don't see it.
I don't see it at all. I don't understand how they don't see it. Or, I don't know. People are funny. They see and understand what they want and can justify it most of the time, but I mean, everybody in the country is being told to prepare for high winter heat bills, and you know, everything from I've heard as high as 100% in some of the places up north on the news. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Fuel prices going up, I mean, you ain't gonna be able to drive to work for long.
I mean, I run 2 tanks a week right now, and it's pushing right at, you know, just gasoline. I mean, it's pushing right at $100 a week compared to $50 a week. It was, you know, 2 years ago. So it's hitting everywhere.
I'm going to tell you what I got for a fuel bill every week.
Imagine being diesel and as big a truck as that is.
More, $100 a week more for fuel than what I was just a few months ago.
The laws is, if we're putting all that in the fuel or inflation or whatever, then there's not enough money left to go buy that whatever you want at a local shop, if you can find it, because of the supply chain issues. You know, it's only going to get worse, I'm afraid. I mean, I'm really concerned about the supply chain.
You and me both.
I don't know. I'm going to try to take care of myself and my own and be done. Can't do it for everybody, but do everything I can. But changing subjects, how you doing towards your general ticket?
I'm still studying, working at it. I'm going to try again here in November. But you have missed some good fun with Chad over the last week or so. Going over to Normandy to do the Normandy tour into France over there. Well, Anna has got on to him about being on there with some snails, and I've got customers coming, so I'll have to holler at you later. KO4 HKX, I'm clear, Bill.
I'm clear.